Newly sworn-in Prime Minister Mark Carney landed in Iqaluit on March 18 while en route from Europe. In Nunavut's capital, his first stop in Canada outside of Ottawa, Carney announced a new $6 billion Arctic military radar system to be built jointly with the Australian government. The Prime Minister described the planned military installation as the most advanced and efficient radar system that will enable Canada to detect and respond to both air and maritime threats over our Arctic faster and from farther away. The world is changing, he said. Our adversaries are increasingly emboldened. International institutions and norms that have kept Canada secure are now being called into question. The United States' priorities, once closely aligned with our own, are beginning to shift. Our government recognizes that Canada must be strong in our partnerships, particularly NORAD, North American Aerospace Defense Command, and today's announcement will strengthen our commitment to NORAD. We cannot, and should not, look first to others to defend our nation, Carney continued. Today's announcement helps accomplish both those objectives. We are masters of our own house. The announcements today will strengthen Arctic security, they'll bolster our partnerships with our closest allies. They'll build the North's economic potential and advance reconciliation. Shortly after emerging from a closed-door meeting with the new Prime Minister, Nunavut Premier PJ Akigak said, "Your presence demonstrates a true commitment to strengthening Canada's Arctic sovereignty and security. We are facing an ever-changing political landscape, and the Arctic is once again on the spotlight," said Akigak. "As Inuit, we have endured a great deal in the name of Canadian sovereignty." Akigak then alluded to more announcements, in the near future, on building the necessary infrastructure for Nunavut communities that address Canadian sovereignty and security needs while unlocking the true economic potential the North has to offer, such as the Arctic Security Corridor, the Kivalliq Hydro Fiber Link, and the Grays Bay Road and Deep Sea Port. "Together, we could realize the true potential," Akigak said. Today's announcement shows unity in Nunavut and our readiness to work in partnership with the Government of Canada to address Canada's sovereignty and security. Carney took notice of Nunavut Commissioner Eva Arik, seated in the audience, who helped host a G7 meeting in which Carney took part a decade ago. "I believe it was inspired by your example, and by the example that exists here," said the Prime Minister. "So thank you for welcoming me to the North, to the land of my birth, the land that's always helped and the people who helped form my understanding of our great country, a country that has given me everything, my family, my education and my values. Canada is strong when we recognize Indigenous peoples as the original stewards of this land. And this is one of the many reasons why my first official trip as Prime Minister is here in the Inuit land," said Carney. "But as we take action to build a better future together, we must invest in Canada's North to defend our sovereignty. Arctic sovereignty is a strategic priority of our government. Canada is and will forever be an Arctic nation. As the Premier just said, this is the true North, strong and free, and Canada is strong, united and sovereign."